Chalak, why it creeps down to it. Why do Zoycha have Zoycha so many Giluim?
In this world of a symptom of consumer, we're in danger of being taken away by the light price. By a life, by a way of living that's called light price. Always thinking light price. Nothing is good. Nothing is good. That's the result of the symptom. That's the disappearance of the symptom of the light price.
Middle is Aleph. That's the Aleph, the Kedusha. Going back all the way, Aleph is the Pel, is the Kesef. Yaakovinu is Mamshech. Kav Mitzoy, all the way from the top, all the way down to Yisod. That's the Kav. Yaakovinu is the Bechinus Kav. He starts at the top from Chochma. That's Ya, Yud, and Eker. Yud is Chochma. He goes all the way back to the Shoresh. We go all the way back to the Shoresh. So then that's the middle of Emes. The middle of Emes is when it's coming from the Shoresh, when it's coming from the Makor. Anything that's coming from the car, that's called Emes. Anything that's not coming from the car, it's not called Emes. It's not Muchach, it's Emes Bechal. Anything that comes from the car is Muchach, that it's Emes. It's coming from the Makar of Kedusha. So the Makar of Kedusha, which is the Rechin of Emes, it's got to come from the car, and then straight from the Makar all the way down. Emes, Aleph, Mem, Tov, from the beginning all the way to the end, but it's got to start from the Makar. That's what's so beautiful about Yiddishkeit. All the other Dosais all started from somewhere in the middle. All started from Shaguna Muhammad and all these other Narishka. But the Yiddishkeit comes from the Makor. Comes from the Makor. So it's Shoresh of Emes. Yaakovinu starts in the Makor. Yaakovinu is the Geder Chachma. And that's what it says. Yaakov Shapodes Avram. Do what the Gemara says. The Pasuk says Yaakov Shapodes Avram. What's Yaakov got to do with Avram Avinu? But there it says Yaakov is the Hamshacha. Avram Avinu is the Avram. That was Avram Avinu, was the Bechinus of Avram. He was the Bechinus of the Chochmina. That was Avram Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was the Hamshul. We saw the whole Tmuna, Kalelelis. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to open the Yom Suf. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to show everybody everything. Because that's Kufa the Nakuda. It's a very big gila. It was Be'ein, Me'ein, Me'ein, the gila of the Asilah. That's why it finishes off, Hashem Yimlech Le'en Avod. Once we saw the way the gila, it was a B'chin Hashem Yimlech Le'en Avod. From that, you know, we have to understand that everything is L'Ratza, everything is L'Chesed. The Iker Golis is the Shlita of the Goyim over us. The Iker Golis is the Shlita of the Goyim, and here the Goyim are wiped out. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yad, that's the biggest going into the Asilah. That's the Sod of Yigov Alim Achastoy. Halos Hashem kol goyim, shabchu kol omim. Why? Kigov aleinu chastei. That's the sod of Kigov aleinu chastei. So once time, Rosh Hashem hayom, Hakadosh Baruch Hu opened up, showed us things. It was really the gilui of Yediyah. And the whole end of Vayin Bernshan was machbid lev para. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was playing around with his bechir. In other words, playing around with Bechir means it's soon going to be Nizgala. There's Musik Hecher and Bechir Yediyah. And there you see the whole story from behind the scenes. So that was the answer to the Vayi B'Shalach Parei Salam. To show that was the whole last part of Yitzis Mitzrayim was being mustered. Was showing the bunch of Nizkoyach behind the Bechir. Showing how Kodesh Baruch was really Sholot. Really how Kodesh Baruch Sholot over Bechir. You see how Kodesh Baruch Sholot over Bechir. Then you see the idea. That could be the sod, the das going out of Golis. Das is idea. Das is idea. Das going out of Golis means the bunch that the Yidden saw in Paris, they saw Mitzrayim. As they saw, you know, Paris is getting hit, and then he still has Bechir again, and he stops, and he still has Bechir again, and he still has Bechir again. They didn't see the idea. They saw such a strong shlita that nothing could break him. He saw that you can't break the Bechir in a mensch, you can't break the Bechir in a person. That's called Das. It's called Das being a Golis. It's called the sod of the Das being a Golis. It's the sod of the idea being a Golis. And it was time to reveal that there's a lot more behind. And that was the Vahibashah Paris home. That was the idea. After that, you have to go back and you have to work hard. But that was the release of the idea. See, straight after that, Shabbos was given to them. Shabbos was given in Mara. Shabbos was given in Mara, and the whole son of Shabbos. Shabbos is also the Das, Kani Hashem, and Kaddishim. Shabbos is also the end. It's also after the Shita Alfishni. Shabbos is also Bechina after the Shita Alfishni. After the Shita Alfishni, then you go into Shabbos. Shabbos is the site of Yedia where you can connect to the Enam Haba, where you can connect to the Yossi's Baruch. So after they saw what they saw by Kriyas Yamsuf, Shabbos is Echad Tzias Mitzrayim, because the Tzias Mitzrayim was where the Bechir gave over to Yedia. And that's what happens between the weekday and Shabbos, that the Bechir gives way to the Yedia. Once you see everything is okay, once you see everything is good, once you see that the Goyim of them is not Shoilet, then a person is much more Rui. Good, you're gonna see it. Rabban Shalom said, you're gonna see it's all good. You're gonna see it's all good. Person Zoicha to see that very ear. So everything is toiv. He only sees that everything is toiv and toiv.